and the schooner no ice pump. And the schooner no ice pump. And the schooner no ice pump. And the schooner.
And so we start another installment of Noise Punk and Das Kruner. I am Das Kruner, but Gene, who are you?
I am Noise Punk, yo. Welcome to Noise Punk and Das Kruner, yo. Show number
7.
And who we got today, Chalk?
We have the great Argentinian slash American, would you say?
Ezekiel. Don't slash the American.
All right.
Okay, sorry.
Composer extraordinaire Ezekiel Vignal, welcome.
Hello.
Hello, there you go.
All right, Ezekiel's here. Ezekiel wrote a lot of music. Charles, Ezekiel, and myself all work with this group, Absolute Ensemble, and we all know each other from there. Where do we know Ezekiel from?
I would say certainly through Christian Yadavi.
Through Absolute Ensemble, and he writes a lot of cool music, and I hope today we're going to sample some of them. So let's ask Ezekiel a question. Charles,
Very,
ask him
so
a question.
What the hell are you doing writing music? Why are you crazy like the rest of us, or what would you say?
Crazier.
Good answer.
Nice. Good answer. I'll put some cheers for that.
Yeah. Yes. Of course.
Okay. So Ezekiel got all prepared. He got a CD for us of all the music he wants to play today. We got some beers because this show is about beer and music.
Yeah. We should mention the fact, but before you became a composer, you were a student, a piano student of Earl Wilde.
Yes, I was a pianist. I studied with Earl Wilde. I also studied with Shandor, Georgi Shandor. Mm-hmm. So yes.
All right. So what made you go from piano to composition? A simple, dumb, but question.
That's pretty straight ahead, yo. Okay,
yeah.
Fine. I'll let it go this time. Yeah.
Well, it was actually the other way around. I've played the piano since I was a kid, but I was a composer, basically a composer, I would say, when I was still living in Argentina, and Earl Wilde was visiting, and he heard me play, and he invited me to come over to New York to study with him. He was teaching at Juilliard at the time, and you don't kind of look at a gift horse in the mouth. So he said, "Come over and be a pianist for a while," and that's what I did. And for about 7 years, I was a pianist. I didn't write a note during that time, and eventually enough was enough. You know, that was not what I wanted to do. Was sort of an entry point, basically.
Yeah. Oh, but Charles and I have a lot of piano music for you to play.
In fact, right behind you,
right behind
without
you, right
telling
in.
You, here it is,
here
right now.
Here's a piece of rope.
Yeah, where's the gun?
Oh, somebody's calling us. Oh, it's Sean.
Is it Sean? Should we answer that?
Nah, man, forget it. I'll call him later.
Yeah, screw
all right,
him.
You know what? We're here with Ezekiel's music, so Ezekiel, tell us about the first thing that you want to play, and we're going to play it right now.
Please.
Oh, this is the first movement of a four-movement piece that is all for computer. It's the only piece I ever wrote that is, just tape, so to speak, yeah? And they're all FM sounds. The piece is from 1986, and it's called Voices of Silence.
Okay, Charles, announce it.
Voices of Silence by our guest, Ezekiel Vignal, here on Noise Punk and Das Kruner. Voices of Silence, the first movement, work for electronics by our guest Ezequiel Vignal, composer, created in, what was it, 1986?
Yes, Charles, 1986.
All right.
Back in the days, yo, this is old school over here, old school electronic, are we talking about?
Yeah,
you know
high school for me. High school for you too, or diaper school?
Charles, man, you weren't in high school. You were like already fucking in retirement, Social Security.
What are you trying to say?
You're an old motherfucker. All right, so listen, we're drinking beer. We're listening to Ezequiel's music. We're talking some nonsense, because I don't know what Charles talking
about.
Well,
hold on a second.
And let us hear another piece. Well, you have a question?
I do have a question.
Yes.
This is written in 86, one of your early works. Was electronics your first endeavor into the compositional world, more or less? Or,
well, you know, this was the first piece I wrote after I had spent all that time playing the piano. So, and I hadn't been writing music for a long time. Yeah. So when I first came back to composition, my main interest at that point was technology. Mm-hmm. And the first four pieces I wrote, they all included technology in one way or another. But this one was the only one that was exclusively technology.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, technology, yo. We're all about it right here.
Well, you know, it's funny.
I mean, noise pump in the screen.
Yes, that's right. You know, it was, I guess the sounds that you came up with were, I guess, percussion influence. Yet it was an A. Was it not? Wasn't that the note A that was sticking out most, or would you know?
This is the perfect pitch person poking.
Well, yes. It, you know, the reason why I chose percussion at that point is I had not completely worked out how I wanted to handle pitch organization yet. Right. And this entire piece is about sound and rhythm. Mm-hmm. And although pitch is inevitably there, pitch is used as a color, right, rather than as a structuring function. Yeah.
Got it.
Well, talking about pitch, let's hear a piece with pitches.
Well, as a matter of fact, the next track, you know, you think you're funny.
Okay.
Yeah, drink another sip of beer.
Will please.
Now, if I see the next track here, Tractus 1, this is actually from Arcanum. Am I right about that?
Yes, that's a piece written roughly 10 years after the piece we just heard.
That's right.
Nice. We're going in decades.
It is a completely different approach to the whole idea of what kind of music I wanted to write. This is, although, you know, rhythm is, of course, a part of it, yeah? Right. The unfolding of long vocal lines, right, is the primary concern of the piece, and the way the piece is structured is only a reflection on early music techniques, yeah. Right. In fact, I think that we should probably listen to the next three tracks because they are from the same piece.
In succession.
Yeah, in succession.
Okay,
they are not in succession in the piece. It's a very long piece. It's about an hour long.
Okay.
You know,
I was at the premiere, man. I was there, yo. Milithida, yo, 1990.
No, that was another piece.
That was another hour long piece.
That was not called Arcana, too?
No, that wasn't Arcanum.
What was it called?
That was...
Saga.
Saga,
my bad.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, I'll edit that later. No, I won't.
Maybe.
Okay, Charles, if you don't talk into the mic, nobody will hear you.
What are you trying to say? Anyway, okay. So let's hear the three movements here.
Okay, Charles announced them.
This is
your radio voice.
This is three movements from a work entitled Arcanum by our guest composer Ezequiel Vignal. Let me make sure I get this right. The movements are Tractus 1, Plutarch. Am I pronouncing that right?
Plutarch, yeah.
Yeah, Plutarch. And Augustine. This is a performance featuring, I believe it features the soprano Janet Youngblood, right?
Youngdahl,
Janet Youngdahl, along with Christian Järvi leading the Absolute Ensemble here on Noise Punk and Das Kruner.
What's... Yeah, Charles, that was nice, but I think you forgot to say something.
Oh, my God, excuse me. This is actually a commercial CD that just came out.
Okay, everybody, commercial time, plug time.
Yes, it's from the Bis record label. It is a, what is it? It's a, not just a compact disc, it is in fact...
Hey, you know what? Why don't you let Ezequiel talk about it? Yeah, you don't know nothing about this. What the hell is wrong with you?
Yeah,
Charles,
you're
fired.
This is a commercial CD that just came out recently, correct?
Yes, it is. It's what is called a hybrid SACD. It's an SACD and CD, both in one. There are two layers to the CD. And if you have an SACD player, it's a surround
sound. Oh, surround?
A CD also.
Now, that kind of scares me because it comes from the back and I get scared. Oh, shit.
You think you're funny. What is the matter with you? Why don't we just play it?
Okay, we're going to play the music. Sorry for all the talking people out there, but you know what? We got beers. All right, so Charles, what the hell is this?
Once again, three movements from the work Arcanum for soprano and chamber orchestra by our composer Ezekiel Vignau here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
Thank you.
Oh, hard to get out of the zone there, my God.
Three Dude, Pez the joint, man. That was sweet, yo.
Oh,
that's what his eagle said.
Whatever.
Yeah. Oh, not there. Oh, not know what I said.
Yeah. Three movements from Arcanum for soprano and chamber orchestra by our guest, Ezekiel Vignal. That was soprano Janet Youngdahl, along with Christian Järvi leading the Absolute Ensemble. Beautiful piece indeed.
Yes, very beautiful.
Thank
I
you.
Won the CD. They didn't give me the CD.
What?
I was asking the CD.
All right.
Can you give me...
Do yeah. business outside of the program, sir.
Dude, this program is all I got. All right, listen.
Which is available, as we should mention, is on available on BIS, the record label.
The record label, yeah.
The piece. That was just three movements of a wonderful, otherwise...
Wait, how many movements is it?
How many altogether?
18.
18 movements.
But it's an hour piece, but very beautiful, worth purchasing, ladies and gentlemen. It is worthy.
Yeah, go out there and buy this shit, man. We all get 5 cents commission every time you guys buy the piece. We're giving them away.
We're practically giving them away.
I want to be a car salesman when I grow up. All right, so we need more music because this is my second beer, and this show is going downhill, baby.
Yeah, you would. What's our La Noche de las Noches? What? Explain this piece.
This is a piece for electronics again, but this time is a mixed piece, electronics and acoustical instruments, a string mm-hmm. quartet. In this case, it's a piece. There are seven movements. I lined up here three of the central movements. These are consecutive movements. Are movements 3, 4, and 5.
Cool. All right. I like electronics with string quartet.
Yes.
I have a lot of that. That's my fun thing to do.
Oh, and the, you know, the piece is was written in 1987, and it was revised in 1989.
Back in the days, more old school from Ezekiel Vignal, y'all.
Yeah, La Noche de las Noches.
What does that mean?
The night of the nights? What does it mean?
It's the night of nights, or the literal translation is the night of nights. It is also called the night of power. It was the night in which, this is, now maybe it's the wrong time to talk about this.
Nah, I want to hear this, man. Hook it up.
Back then, this comes from Muslim legend, so to speak. It's the night of power. No one knows for sure. It's either the 25th or the 26th night of Ramadan, when the gates of heaven are open and God will listen to your prayers. It's also the night where Muhammad was supposed to have received the tablets from the archangel Gabriel. Yeah. Mm. So it's supposed to be a mystical and magical night,
right,
in that tradition. Yeah.
You're Jewish, right?
No.
You're not Jewish?
I actually was raised Catholic.
I thought you were Jewish.
No.
Charles, you Jewish?
Next question.
God damn, nobody's Jewish around here. How can you have a radio show without any Jews? All right. All right, we're going to have some Muslim...
Who's the quartet playing in this,
by
the way?
Oh, that's a good question.
Oh, yes. This is Speculum Musica.
Performed here by Speculum Musica. La Noche de las Noches. Three movements, number 3, 4, and 5, by our guest, Ezekiel Vignal here... Sorry, Ezekiel Vignal here on Noise, Punk, and Dust Crooner.
Charles, is there an echo in here?
Thank you. La Noche de las Noches by our guest Ezequiel Vignal here on Noise Punk and Dust Scooter.
Yo, that was swinging, man. That was hot, yo.
Yeah.
While we're listening to
hold
that.
Hold on a second. Well, I'm not done yet, dod darn it. It is the Speculum Musica along with the electronics of Ezequiel Vignal. Okay, cue.
I've never been so insulted in my whole life. Goddamn Charles. No, Ezequiel was saying that the second movement that we heard, the string quartet had to have click tracks, like four different click tracks, right? Can you tell? This reminds me of a little bit of the Elia Carter quartets, because they were really difficult, and I heard that the first recording somebody did of them, they had to have different click tracks.
Well, here they, you know, they needed a click track because the electronics come in between, in the middle of the movement, and then there's no way, you know, unless they have a click track for them to be synchronized with the electronics.
I see.
And their one trick click track, there was not one single click track that will help each one of the four.
Oh, so
you know, so
separate,
it need to be separate click tracks for each of them, only for this movement. There is click track throughout the entire piece, but they all have the same click track. But in this movement, it needed to be four different ones because they're all in different meters. And you know, there
It sounded great. It was very hit. And late '80s.
Ladies,
yeah, that didn't sound old school at all, man. That was like new school with old school sounds.
Can you say multiple rehearsals? Right?
Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed.
Charles, I could say something else. Shut up!
You think that's funny?
All right, let's do another piece, Charles.
Let's go back to your instrument of origin, the piano. You wrote a couple of piano etudes. A few more than a couple, but we're going to hear two of them right now, correct?
Yes, this is from my first book of piano etudes. This is from 1993. And we're going to hear we're going to hear the first and the third one. The first one is called In Polyrhythms, and the third one is an etude in trills. And the pianist is Su Ying Song.
Here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
Cool, y'all.
two etudes for solo piano from Book 1 for solo piano by Ezekiel Vignal, our guest here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner.
Charles can speak.
The first one entitled In Polyrhythms and the second one entitled In Trills. Actually, those were preludes, what was it, 1 and 3, written in 1993 here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner.
Hey, Ezekiel was telling us that you could purchase some of this music.
Yes, what's the, it's Pro Piano, right?
Well, yeah, tell
the,
us about
the,
it.
Piano CD is a Pro Piano record.
Yes.
And all the electronic music.
Yes.
You can download from www. Tlon Editions. That is TLONEditions.com.
Nice.
There you go. And simple to the point, as life should be.
And the kid you heard in the back, that's Izinka.
And the baby, of Noise Punk.
That's Noise Punk Jr., and he's making noises. Bye, Noise Punk Jr.
Bye, Noise Punk Jr.
Ah, hit me in my eye.
Choo-choo, choo-choo.
Choo-choo. All right, you know what? We only have like 10 minutes left, but we have a whole bunch of music. So what I'm thinking is announce a whole bunch of music that we're going to play, and we're going to just play them in order. Should we do that, or do we want to talk about them one by one?
Well, let's see. I mean, we got two.
How much? What we got? What we got?
We got two movements from a work he. This is from Saga, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay, let's just hear that first, and then we'll take it from there. Go ahead, announce it. Do it. Do it. I want to hear it.
Well, okay. This is working for chamber orchestra with violin solo and piano solo. Am I right about that?
Yes, correct.
All right, the two movements entitled Death Ship. And, or excuse me, it's Death Slash Ship.
Yeah, Death Ship.
How are you doing, Joe?
Death Ship. Okay.
Can you read English?
And Wanderer here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner.
And the soloist, yeah?
The soloists are, I think.
You're not very good at this, Charles.
If I recall, the pianist is Joseph Kehlestein.
Yes.
And the violinist was Akiko Myers.
Anna Akiko Myers,
along with Christian Järvi leading the Absolute Ensemble here on Noise Punk and Dust.
And it's a live recording.
And it's a live performance.
Toast! Toast!
Thank you. two movements from Saga by Ezequiel Vignal. That was the movement one, Death Ship, and movement number five, entitled Wanderer. We heard violinist Anne Akiko Myers, along with pianist Joseph Kalischstein, along with Christian Järvi and the Absolute Ensemble, live performance.
All right, well, what's next? Because we're it's already one hour show.
But we want
there's
more, don't
music,
we?
More music.
Woo, woo, woo.
Toast.
It's like a theme in Variations, would you say?
Stop doing that.
Next, I see on the list, The Conference of the Birds, number two. The conference opens. Explain this piece.
Well, this is a piece for piano and electronics, and this is a piece I wrote in 1991. It's part of a trilogy which I never finished. Mm-hmm. I only wrote the first two books of it. The first one is for piano and electronics, and it's this one. The other one is for violin and electronics. And it's based on an ancient medieval Persian story about the birds' quest for their king.
There you go.
The pianist is Stephen Gosling.
Oh, yes. I know Stephen. I went on tour with him. Nice guy.
Sweet guy. Stephen Gosling.
Owes me $10. No, I'm just making it up. The man doesn't owe me anything. All right, let's hear a piano piece. What is it called again?
The Conference of the Birds.
Wait, is this the one we're not hearing the whole thing? We're going to hear only 6 minutes of it?
Or something. Let's find out.
Okay.
Here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner. Thank you. Music of Ezequiel Vignal. That was a portion of The Conference of the Birds. It's actually a portion of the second movement entitled The Conference Opens that we heard pianist Stephen Gosling along with the great electronics and whatever and whatnot.
Yo, piano and electronics, y'all, cooking it up, y'all, right here.
Yeah.
Yo, a noise punk and screwing a W. Oh, we don't have a channel.
No, not yet. Not yet. We just we need a
www.cobbles.org. Hey, you know about that? I got some W's going on.
And I believe we have time for one more
Let's
piece.
Let's do one more piece. What's the next piece? I want to hear the next piece.
This is the opening aria from the opera Merlin, which is, I guess, it's an opera in progress, correct?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, talk about it.
Well, you know, this is from another live performance. This was in France. And in this opening aria, Merlin's girlfriend, her name is Vivian, yeah. She's sort of goddess, yeah.
And she
has a very jaundiced view of humans, yeah. And she is in the process of exhorting her minions, her demons, to go and harass and torment the humans and have fun with them, yeah. So it's a sort of belligerent tone that she's taking, and the
she's
music.
A bitch. She's a bitch, right? Yeah, come on, say it.
Well, she has some cause.
Nice,
but and you know the music starts from the. This is the opening aria of the opera, and the music that we're going to hear starts somewhere towards the end of the overture and. Into the aria itself.
Okay, that sounds good.
And all the way up to the moment where Merlin walks in and looks and you know is observing her do all this, and he on the other hand does not like to see her doing this sort of things. Yeah. Anyway,
you just slapped that bitch up.
Who are the participants in this?
Nobody can hear you unless you're talking to the mic.
Who are the participants in this performance?
Oh, this is the Orchestra Philharmonique de Radio France. And Angelina Rusafante is the soprano, is a Dutch soprano, and French conductor Bruno Ferrandis.
Here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
Thank you.
An excerpt from the opera Merlin by our composer guest Ezequiel Vignal.
Yo, that was some high soprano. That's what I'm talking about.
High E. Are you nuts or what? Anyway.
She's going to strain her vocal cords. Now, how is she going to pleasure a man?
Libretto by Caleb Carr.
Oh, yeah. Libretto is by Caleb Carr. So there you go. And
we're at the end of the show, but I think Ezequiel should talk about what's coming up.
What's coming up next for you?
Well, I just finished two fairly big pieces. One was a string quartet for the Juilliard String Quartet, and they're currently touring with it in June. They're coming up to nice performances, one in Ravinia outside Chicago and another one in Tanglewood. And in September, there is the premiere of my last piece, which is called The Wanderer. It's based on a 10th century Anglo-Saxon elegy, mm-hmm. and it's an a cappella piece for 12 voices, and the group that is doing the premiere is Chanticleer in San Francisco.
Fantastic. Yo, Acapulco, yo!
What is with you, man?
Acapulco.
And actually, the quartet, I'm going to be at the Tanglewood premiere of this quartet of yours, I think.
Charles,
I will actually be there. So,
excellent.
Hey, here comes the music. The
theme music. And
I didn't mean to put it there, but it's okay. Wait, hold on. Let's move it over a little.
Yes. Ezequiel, thank you for...
Ezequiel, thank you very much for coming.
No, thank you, guys. It's been my pleasure.
And until next time, noise to you.
Noise to you, yo. Wait, let's do it again. 1, 2, 3.
Noise to you!
Noise, punk, and the screw-up.